and welcome to a bonus episode of Minecraft Short Stories. In this episode, we have a guest over. Everyone, this is Grayson Nguyen.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, anytime. In this episode, Grayson's going to be telling a... He's going to be answering a few questions I have about, like, his survival world, and he's going to be helping me tell a story where I, like, found Herobrines on my world. Segment. In this segment, I'm going to ask Grayson some questions, but before all that, we're going to say what happened with the Herobrines in my world. So I'm going to begin. So I was searching for loot inside a mineshaft that I found in a ravine, and I found it, like, so there's this tunnel with, like, water going down it, and I jumped down into the water, and I went up, and there's a mineshaft right next to it, so I went in there, and then at a section of the mineshaft, instead of regular torches, there was redstone torches.
And at the end of the hallway was a mossy cobblestone cross. And next to it was a chest with a redstone torch in it, and behind that was an empty sign.
And all this was down a redstone 2x1 tunnel lined with redstone torches. The floor was netherite. And as I went down the tunnel, I saw that there was lava at the end. Good thing I brought my bucket, I thought. I searched until I found the source of the lava, and then as it drained away, as Grayson said, there was a mossy stone cross. It was made out of cracked brick, mossy stone, and it was on the edge of a one block deep pit that looked, and it was all inside like a kind of natural and man-made feeling kind of cave. Because, you know, it's made by, like, Herobrine. But all this goes to say that Herobrine is not happy with me. And another thing about Herobrine is that that's not the only thing he's done. He has also broken my glass, which is really annoying. Because then I have to go, like, mine more glass, smelt the glass, make a window. Okay, it's so annoying, Herobrine. But I'm not gonna be forced out of my own world. I'm gonna stay in my world, because I actually really like that world. But I am gonna be more on my guard. Okay, now it's time for the questions with our guest Grayson. I'm going to ask him about 5 questions, and we're gonna kind of discuss what he's doing. Okay, so Grayson, the first question is, have you found any signs of Herobrine in your world? Anything abnormal or strange?
Well, I don't think I found anything wrong. I didn't experience any redstone tunnels when I was mining. Yeah.
Anything, like, abnormal? Not just, like, redstone tunnels. That's, like, a definite sign, but something weird, like a creeper blew up your house 2 times in a row in the exact same place. Something like that?
No. I don't think Herobrine is in my world.
Well, I'm very happy for you, because I think that how Herobrine works is that it's like a very small chance that he'll be in a world, and then there's a very small chance that he'll interact, like, multiple times. Like, he'll actually be, like, trolling you, being creepy. I think it's just, like, one creepy thing, like, but there's, like, a small chance that it could be really creepy. Do you think this may be, like, a good theory?
Yes, a fairly good theory. Yeah,
I think that Mojang did that, because if I was the owner of a company and there was, like, this creepypasta legend thing going around, I think I would take advantage of it and let some creators get some good content on their YouTube videos.
Yes, I would too. Like, I would also take advantage of it and try to creep out people who are playing Minecraft, or make them have more fun with it.
Yes, shall we go on to the next question?
Yes.
Okay, next question. What was the hardest thing that you think you have done inside your survival world, or Minecraft?
Well, I just started a world, and yeah, I think it was trying to find sheep, or... Yeah, finding sheep, because where I spawned, around the area, there were, I found, like, no sheep.
Yeah, sometimes finding sheep can be a real hassle. Okay, is that the hardest thing?
Well, there was more. I was trying to kill, an iron golem, but I couldn't lead it far enough away. Or, because there were lots of gardens in this village, and, I couldn't really build high enough because I didn't really have enough blocks, so.
Yeah, I did hear that you should make, like, to kill an iron golem, like all the speedrunners do, you tower up, like, 5 blocks, maybe, and then, like, you hit it with, like, an axe, like, or, like, a sword, critical hitting by, like, you know, jumping and hitting them. But I tried to do this. I am a Pocket Edition player, and I made stairs to the top of the thing since I was trying to hit the iron golem. And then, I guess I didn't think it out, of course, since the iron golem, you know, took advantage of those stairs.
Yes, and in the end, I lost my stuff because of that. My respawn point was, it was a little far away, and it was kind of hard to reach there, so, and it was a little far away, too, so, by the time I reached it again, my stuff was gone, and I had to restart. However, in the end, I killed the iron golem.
Yes, I hate when your stuff despawns. I have lost many good things that way. Okay, let's get on to the third question. Third question is, what do you like your houses to look like? Like, tons of windows, or slanted roof, or, like, a village house?
Well, I have a couple opinions on that. If Hero Brown was in your world, I would have no windows and an enclosed space. However, generally, I like, bigger houses with more windows, so I have more freedom, and I have more freedom to move around and put more storage and stuff.
Yeah, I don't like really love windows in houses, but whenever I make a house, it seems to have every single wall is more window than wood. For example, in my survival world right now, I have a 3-story acacia house, and there's a lot of windows, let's just say that. But I just can't seem to find a balance between windows and wood.
Well, I sort of place windows in my walls, 2 in each wall. I don't put too many in. Depending on the size of my house, I put 2 or 1 in each wall, or sometimes even 1.
Yeah, I definitely have a problem with that. Let's get on to the fourth and next to last question. The question is, have you made, like, your house that you wanted to make? Because the last question was, what kind of houses do you like? Have you made one that you really like?
My stuff despawned, it's been kind of hard to get along, but in the end, I got along there. So, actually, I did. I have some considerable progress in the house, in my dream house.
Okay. Let's get on to the final question. Have you ever beaten the Wither or the Ender Dragon without, like, cheats or by yourself? Or have you gone close?
I've actually found the place where the Elder Dragon is. The Stronghold. And I've explored, but in the end, I haven't really found it. But I have gone with a friend and almost beaten it, but... And for the Wither, I have never really beaten the Wither.
I actually have a stronghold under a village that's still technically in my house since all my items are inside of it. Because I have not finished, like, moving into my house in the savannah. But there's a stronghold right under that village, and I've actually found the portal room in it. And it also has, like, 2 libraries. So, but I've never been the Wither or the Ender Dragon by myself, and I haven't really gone close. But yeah, thanks for answering these questions, Grayson. Everyone, it is now time for a quiz. The question is, what is the main loot of an ocean monument?
A, diamond blocks. B, sponges. C, gold blocks, or D, iron and kelp?
Take a moment to gather your decision. The answer is C, gold blocks. Submit your short story. Go to minecraftshortstory.com. No caps, no spaces, and submit your short story. If you want to contact me, go to the contact me page, also there. Thank you all so much for listening. If you want to listen to my podcast or submit your short story, go to minecraftshortstories.com. Thank you all for listening.
Bye.